Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the rich fool from Luke 12, 13-21. Here it is. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to him, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told him a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many, many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Just like several other parables, we get to hear right from Jesus' own lips the purpose of the parable. The warning is clear: be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. This is one of those sayings that we all know is right, but that we might not actually believe. We all know that life is more than the stuff that we own, but then in practice, we give ourselves to accumulating and storing and protecting what we have. Honestly, it's good to plan wisely and to manage your money well. That's not what Jesus is warning against here. Instead, the warning is against covetousness. It is this unhealthy desire for what you do not have. And this unhealthy desire actually exposes a deeper desire within us that's even more dangerous. It's idolatry. You see, we have this thing that we desire so much that we go to all these extreme lengths to get it, keep it, and protect it. When we see that others have it, we get jealous. We want it. Such is the case with the rich fool. His problem wasn't that he made good money. His land simply produced plentifully. In fact, we might say that God made him rich by giving him such a rich harvest. Rather, his problem was this unhealthy obsession with it. Instead of using it for the Lord, he clung to it like his life depended on it. 1 Timothy 6:10 warns us, "The love of money is a root of all kinds of evils." It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Covetousness is indeed evil, but its root, many times, is the love of money. At the end of the day, nothing we earn here will go with us after we die, and we never know when that's going to be. Therefore, those who follow Jesus must learn to use what he gives us to serve him while we can. Instead of saving up money so that we can eat, drink, and be merry, we ought to manage it well so that we can serve God and others with it. Our life consists not in what we own or what our net worth is. Rather, it consists in whether or not we follow Jesus by faith. So how about you? What does your life consist in? What or who is it that you are truly living your life for? Don't waste your life on the things that will perish. Use it for what will never perish: the Lord your God.